appreciated this more. Thanks. I'm glad to share. Have a good wedding. And keep eating right, unlike you and I did last night. So, man, what a meal we had. I'm not going to tell you where we went because you may not like Wendy's, but I've been doing good. And then my wife, oh, you may be seated. Thank you, guys. I thought you were getting ready to leave. I hadn't even opened yet, but. Crazy request before I get started. Pastor Kurt, is there any way to get a blanket and two pillows for an illustration? I forgot to ask. You think we might have one? If not a recliner, there may be a furniture store open by now, but, and it's okay. It'll make you think anyway. It's so good to be here. My wife and I married at 18, as you know, back when we knew everything. And after we'd fully adjusted to marriage, went to Bible college. A lot of memories. We just had our 42nd anniversary, August 6th. But I have to be upfront and report that we're separated right now. She's visiting our daughter in Vegas. She'll be back Wednesday. So. I love telling people that don't know that I'm crazy that we're separated. Oh, what happened? I told a guy in the gym recently. I said, oh, she's back at home anyway. I don't even like being away from her while she visits our kids in Vegas. Our daughter is having her third baby. That'll put us at 8 grandchildren. And that's going to be end of October. And so she's out there now just to get a little break. You know, my wife battled cancer a couple of years ago, and she's doing great. She just had another scan, and I told her for Mother's Day and her birthday last month, I said, as soon as we get this scan cleared and don't have to deal with any issues, I want to fly out to see your baby. And so I flew her out. Through tears. I'm one of those wimpy guys that I don't want to run off on a trip with the guys. We're driving along the other day, and I said, honey, it's amazing after all these years, we don't just love each other, we actually like each other. And man, I miss her. I'm like the biggest baby in the world. Get a nice hotel room, she's not there, and it's just lonely. So I'm not staying tonight. I'm going back to my daughters in Rhode Island and at least be with my chocolate lab till I pick up my wife Wednesday. But she said to make sure to give you her love. We're still in love. In fact, here, I opened this up. She'd put a note, I love you, in my Bible before. Oh, they're everywhere. There's one in the truck. There's one beside the bed. She still does that. So I'm just grateful. I'm glad to be here. There's three books that Pastor Glenn mentioned. I'm not trying to push anything. I wasn't even going to bring them, but my wife reminded me last time I didn't bring any, and people were asking for them. I believe, especially in this, all of them, but I just pray, if you go by the table and don't buy one, and even if you do, would you just pray that God gives a greater platform? We had a big publishing deal was going to happen 5 years ago, and then as a good friend of mine, he's a high-powered attorney, does stuff with the Dream Center in L.A., and then he was going to retire and do this publishing gig, and then he went back. He was in such high demand in corporate law, he's not publishing. So I just want God to use it. I have pastors that buy caseloads at a time and give them out to people in need. This is just about being... If you're going through anything, these are all just little individually devotionals that'll help you, but this one is my favorite. It's just a 45-minute read. It's an allegory about an acorn that's on the tree, and Father Tree says it's going to be amazing, and instead, thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. I'm just a little tired today, so I'm going to take a nap at point two. No, you'll see. Thank you. I so wanted to tell you, Pastor Kurt, I was just kidding. Are you kidding me? I'm not. So anyway, I pray that it helps you. In fact, I give 100% money back guarantee. I just want to bless people. I've been preaching just over 42 years now. We're between churches. Many of you know us. We've been coming 4 or 5 years now. And it's an honor to be here today. I'm here with a message of hope. I appreciate your pastor. I don't say this to be condescending, but it feels weird to be referred to as his teacher years ago. Not just because I'm older, but really, honestly, genuinely, I've told my family and friends, and my wife knows, I'm humbled to be here when I see how God has used him and used the pastors here, Pastor Faith, Pastor Nick, and others, and this church and this board. You guys amaze me as a church. And I'm going to talk about it at the last point, and it's going to tie into this. So hang with me. Today, if you have your Bibles, you don't need to stand today. You're already standing. And I'm going to oh, there's the clock. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to be careful. When I'm not preaching 2 or 3 times a week, you know you can go too long. So we have a trap door here. If I get too long, guys, just hit the button. Do a buzzer, pull the fire alarm. No, don't do that. That's not good. Anyway, we're going to Psalm 23. Anybody ever heard of Psalm 23? And automatically you're thinking, what's he preaching, a funeral service? No. No, God's going to speak to us today. I just know he is. Father, we thank you for your word. We bind any hindrance or distraction. We loose the powers of the living Holy Spirit of God to touch our hearts and spirits. God, you've sent me with a simple message today that is going to bring encouragement and challenge at the same time. And we thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, God. Without your anointing, we are wasting our time. We are wasting our dollars. We are wasting our investment. And we ask you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for fresh anointing that we're already feeling in this service today. We're serious, God. We did not come here for something to do in our spare time. We came to hear from you, God, and to lift you, and to have you speak exactly what we need to hear that will keep us going for you, and not let us get distracted or discouraged, not let us to grow weary in well-doing. You are going to give us something today that is going to change our week, change our month, change our year, and we're going to finish this year strong, and we'll give you the glory in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you for that, amen. Come on, how many can say the Lord's your shepherd? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Everybody say restoreth. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Does that seem strange? No, God works through all of it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup is not half full or half empty. It's running over in the name of Jesus. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are looking especially at verse 4. Yea, though I walk through. And we're going to concentrate on one simple word today that most of us, I'll be 61 in October. I know you think I'm in my 30s, but I'm not. So the closer you get, you'll say, oh, he really is 60. Anyway, good lighting helps all of us today. Can you say amen? Listen, We miss it all these years. I've been preaching 42 years. Back started when I was 18. A lot of wisdom flowed out of the pulpit back then. Not literally. I remember my first sermon. We won't even get into that today. But my pastor turned me loose to cap off camp meeting. That was interesting. I had like a 20-minute sermon and a 40-minute altar call. I didn't have a clue yet. But anyway, all these years, I have never focused on that one word, through. Yea, though I walk through. Today, I want to talk to you about that one principle in Scripture, not just in this one verse, but in all of Scripture. Through is a temporary situation. God did not say, yea, though I walk into the valley of death, and then you're there. No, he said, yea, though I walk through. It's a walk. It's a through. Through suggests to us that there's a beginning and there's an ending. And some of us today are in a through experience. You're hurting, you're challenged, you've been through a tragedy, you've been through a difficulty, you've been through financial setbacks, but keep in mind, it's just a through. It's not a place to camp out. It's not a destination. Through is an active process. God is bringing us in one side and out the other. We are not about to stop here. God is with us. He's anointing our head with oil. Even if we have enemies, He's preparing a table before them. He's taking care of us. He's working. He's doing things behind the scenes. While we're asleep, He is orchestrating things. Maybe we forget that it's from beginning to completion, and God is there and bringing us through, 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 through. I know, because God sent me with this message today, that many of you, not just one or two, many of you must have come and you're hurting and you're end of your rope, you're at your wit's end. You're saying, what do I do now? I read all the fancy quotes, get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hold on. I can't, I'm hurting, I'm drained. I've lost somebody I love. Come on, any amens here today? Listen, it's not the end, you lost it. They died. The doctor said such and such. The bills are, the kids are acting like, my marriage is, my business is, my body is, my physical pain is, my emotional ache. Anybody ever had any emotional ache? It just hurts. My problems are, my situation is, listen, what is often a dark place is nothing but a through. And don't you dare judge your situation yet or our God yet based on what you see around you, the circumstantial evidence. I don't have time for my testimony today, but many of you know my grandfather was an alcoholic and killed himself while discouraged and drunk. Back in the late 30s, my dad was an alcoholic and left my mama when I was 5. My dad was an abusive, mean drunk, arrested more than he was not arrested. I don't know how many times he lost his license and went through difficulty, and yet here I was at age 5, a little country church in southern Maine invited us to church. And I got saved as a little boy, and somehow I knew. Don't discount children's ministry, because it saved my life. And I've never, thank God for our children's team. I've literally never had a drink. God interrupted the alcoholic grandfather, the alcoholic father, and he said, this little boy will never even drink. I am going to reach him. I'm going to keep him from. And you know what? I think while I'm at it, I'll call him to preach the gospel and turn back the darkness for the glory of God. Listen, don't judge your through. It's just a through. It's from here to there, or from there to here, or down there to up here, or up here to down there. It is not a place to stop. And we've got to appreciate the process of our through. Everybody repeat after me. I need to appreciate the process of my through. I don't like it. And when things happened the other day, things were happening. We're in bad traffic. I'm taking my wife from, as you know from last time, we sold our house. We're between houses, so sometimes we're staying with our daughter in Rhode Island. And to go from Cranston, Rhode Island, to Logan Airport around 5 in the afternoon took us over 2 hours to go like 50-some miles. And then I just traded vehicles because we put about 50,000 miles on a year, and so I traded for another one, a year newer, less payments and few less options, and that was acting up, and we're in a mess. It took us 52 minutes to go 10 miles. I know you guys can relate to that. I hit your lovely 15 yesterday driving down from Connecticut. I was weeping as I drove. No, not literally, but it was like, hello? Some people were just pulling over in the grass, and it wasn't even an accident. They were just like, I'm done, you know? I know on my way back today, thank you very much. I am going to bring, thank you, Pastor, I appreciate it. I am going to bring a picnic lunch with me for the way home. And maybe this blanket and pillow. Anyway, we've got to appreciate the process. I did not like the process. And I'm not going to tell you that I got stressed out and had to apologize to my wife. Because, you know, we're spiritual. We're pastors. But we've never, as one pastor said, we've never considered divorce. We have considered homicide. But anyway... And I said, honey, thank you for giving me space. You're right. I need to relax. If we're late, we're late. If we're not, we're not. That's for somebody here when you drive home today. Come on. Listen, we've got to appreciate the process. God has not left the building. What we think is a loss and hopelessness is really the very work of the Master's hands. It's only a through. Tell your neighbor, it's just a through. Let go and appreciate the process. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2 says, Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. He owns us. If you've accepted Christ, we are his. Listen, he said in verse 2 of Isaiah 43, When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. It's okay. You're in the water, it's tough, it's flooding, it looks terrible, but I'll be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Again, it's simply a through. He's got a plan, he has a process. He has a goal in mind. Don't try to advise God of how to fix it. We have not had a pastoral full-time position for 5.5 years. And I've tried to explain to God that I gave my Isaac and I thought I'd hear a bleeding in the bushes like seconds after I raised the knife. And sometimes he provides a ram. And other times, he says, you just wait. I'm bringing you into a through. And it's not going to be fun or easy to sit there while your wife is taking chemo or in surgery and they roll her through those doors. Has anybody been there? It's not easy when the doctor says the C word. It's not easy when you sell your house and can't find another one because suddenly... They saw you at your closing. The whole country saw you at your closing. You sold your house, and they all yell, raise the prices quick. I think that's what must have happened. Listen. We need to understand there's a sweetness of embracing it, learning from it, and growing through it. Don't fight it. Don't swim against the current. Ride it out, and don't you dare quit. That's why you're in church today. Some of us would tear up if you told us your story this morning and what you're facing and what you're in the middle of. Listen, number three, never be scared of your through. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said that in Hebrews 13, verse 5. In Philippians 4, 7, he says, I'll give you peace that passes all understanding. He'll give you peace that passes all understanding. When you pray, remember my 41-year-old niece, Allison. She is in stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She's a mother of 4 children. She loves the Lord. She's been battling it out of nowhere for 6 months. We've even packed, ready to drive to Texas, looking like it's done. And then she'll rally a little. 3 weeks ago, they led her up onto the stage with the worship team, and she gave a testimony. They can't even treat her anymore in the natural. They can't do anything. Only God can. But rather than be frustrated and discouraged, she stood up on the worship team that she used to sing on and said, I want to tell you, God can still heal me. And I'm believing that. And thank you for praying for that. But it's the most powerful video clip I've ever seen. I wasn't out there, but my sister sent it to me. And then she said, but if he doesn't, I'm going to be okay. Either way, I win. Either way, I win. I am going to lead you in this song. And she led them in the song, What a Beautiful Name It Is, the name of Jesus. And my wife and I watched it and cried like babies. And I talked to my sister yesterday. She's not doing well. She could be going into her new home anytime with the Lord. But we're still asking every day for a miracle. But she has given us such a lesson that if I perish, I perish. I'm going to see the King. I'm okay. It doesn't matter. Jesus said in John 11, 25 and 26, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We're going through one way or another. We're in a valley. We're in a through. And either he heals us or he graduates us. It's not a demotion. It's not a failure. Either we're healed or we're done working on all this stuff and we'll be up there having a ball while the rest of you down here going through all this mess. Come on. Traffic and everything else. Can you tell I don't like traffic? Anyway, she had that testimony, and I said, that was so anointed. I wish I could show it to you this morning. It's so powerful. It's powerful. Excuse me. 2 Thessalonians. Yeah, thanks for the water. I may want to open it. That would probably help. Thank you, guys. Listen, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 says, we don't even sorrow as those that have no hope. We're going to be okay, guys. We're going to make it. It hurts. It hurts. Divorce, surgery, death, tragedy. Listen, God is still orchestrating. We lost our position. We didn't get the promotion. We had the air conditioner go out and it cost us whatever. We had the septic system back up and had to call in a guy that ran the snake cutter thing down 20 feet out to the road because a tree had grown roots into it. There's $1,600 out the window. Is this real stuff? Come on. We're tithing, we're giving, we give sacrificially, and then you got all this stuff going on. Where is God? God is right there. It's okay. It's going to be fine. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. As Pastor Glenn mentioned, Psalm 1, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We're going to go forward because God is orchestrating through. God is leading through. God is carrying us through. God is organizing through. He is purging through. Have you ever been in a through, and when you came out the other side, you thought, I don't want to go through that again, but it's improved me. It's changed me. It's grown me. It's matured me. It's softened me. It's built my faith. I can now say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I couldn't say it before. I could read it, but I can say it now. And he didn't slay me, but I know when my faith was in the balance, I stood. The Hebrew children that said, our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, but if not, we won't bow down. We know where we're headed. We know where we've been. And the through has changed us. He's purifying us. He's loving us. He's so sweet. His presence is there with us. Listen, we've got to live with hope during our through. The check may be in the mail. You've heard that before, but it could be. You could get a bonus tomorrow morning. You might get a promotion. You might get fired. We don't know that. We just know God knows, and he's going to get us through. He's going to take care of us. He's going to anoint our head with oil. He's going to prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Listen, a position may open up this week. The next phone call could change your life. You've never been able to have a baby. You might find out by next Sunday that you're having a baby. I know people that have adopted, and a couple months later, suddenly they can have kids. God's in charge. It's only a through. It's an amazing through. It's sad sometimes. It's scary sometimes. But when we look in Father's eyes, he reminds us, I'm with you. Yea, though you walk through, even the valley of the shadow of death, it's just another one of these throughs. I'm with you. I'm taking care of you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to bless you. Your victory is coming. Your deliverance is coming. Your joy is coming in the morning. Your beauty is coming for ashes. It's coming. And so you're in a through. Some of you just got a through. Some of you just came through a through. And I mean Harvest Time Church. This has been quite a project. Anybody remember the hole that was right under us? I'd look out the window in there, and there was a hole. And so what a project. A lot went on here.
Some of you started. How many of you started in the school rent?
Anybody start in the school rental? Pastor Faith was in the school rental. Couple people. Okay. And then what about the Hindenburg, the big white Hindenburg, I call it. I heard stories of that malfunctioning. I would have been, if that thing collapsed and I was in there, I would have grabbed the first available pocket knife and thousands of dollars would have gone out the window. And then you went through this. This isn't Maine. How many know this isn't Maine? Where you go in some little, I'm going to use my Maine accent. I'm going into code enforcement, and I said, Billy, I'm going to put a new sanctuary on. Oh, no problem, Al. You go ahead. You got to dig out. I'll loan you my Case 580 Construction King backhoe. You just do it. No, do I need any plan approval? No, this is Maine. You just do it. Does anybody on staff realize it's a little different around here? Limiting size, limiting. I mean, you got an airport. You got, you name it, you know. No airport. You could have gone another 1,000 feet up if you wanted, but can't do that today. But don't get any ideas, by the way. But so what am I doing? I'm just saying, what a project. How many of you were here for the whole project? Come on. I can't see any hands, but I trust you, all right? So all I say is that, how many know that was a through? Every 7 minutes, somebody's saying, we need another offering for the building fund. Come on, I've run some of those campaigns. So now, though, we just came through a through. I stopped in Palm Sunday weekend. I'd been down in North Carolina, and I'd stayed in Pennsylvania the night before. I get over here maybe 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and you just had Pastor Glenn preached on, is your name in the book? And there was a book here, and somebody on staff let me in, and I just wanted to pray. You just opened. I just wanted to be in because my wife and I kept coming and checking progress. We love it here. We love what God is doing. But it was a hard thing. So you got in here, and I prayed, and I put my name in the book too. So I was already saved, but I still put it in. I rejoice with you. And I stopped after you had the leak out here from that wonderful sprinkler head that we thought was the devil, but instead God says, I'm going to remodel for you. And that was, and so now it's done. Water walls finished. I'm going to go down after this and have a coffee. Now, wait a minute. No, wait. I'm about to drop a bomb. Do you think we're going to stop now, Harvest Time Church? Hello? What do we do now? Well, we've come a long ways. Oh, look what God has done. It's been amazing. It was hard. We had to volunteer. We had to invest our time. I had to rob my 401(c)(3), 528, or whatever they are. I don't have one. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is anyway. And you sowed and sowed and sowed. Let's take a break. We went through the through regarding the building. Don't tell me you haven't thought that. Anybody, when this got done and you get in and the water falls done and that's all you just gone like this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Please don't give me any more ideas. Can I say this? This is only a through. How many got saved in the school when you're at the school? Wasn't it in Greenwich? How many of you accepted Christ there? Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four? At least four. Okay. What if you guys from the original church had just said, never mind, this is fine, we love each other, you know, the Barney song, you know, or I love you, whatever, however that goes, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're kind of tapped out, we've worked hard, and you pull up your pillows and blanket. How many of you got saved in the white Zeppelin out here? How many of you accepted Christ out there? Anybody? Huh? How many of you accepted Christ in here? You know, some people left after the balloon because they couldn't handle it. And guess what? You could. And this had to have been, because I've done some building projects that were not even on the same page as this one. And this was tough. And you did it and you stayed. And God bless you. And God did not bring Harvest Time Church to here. Your pastor may fire me, but I want to challenge you to do more. Yes. Yeah. See, Psalm 66:12 says, we went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. And that means a watered place or a place of abundance. Look at different translations. And what if you had stopped? What if you had said, enough is enough. I need a break. Guess what? You didn't. And guess what? Look around. I see a couple of empty seats. How many people? I drove into Greenwich this morning to get a coffee and come here. How many people are out there, they have stuff, and they don't know our Jesus yet? How many missionaries, Pastor Faith, do you guys support now, roughly? 50? 60. What if we just said, never mind, we need a break? I'd like to tell you that we'll just relax till Jesus comes, but we need to bring it up a notch. People like our brother, it was 98 that passed away this week. Was that your husband? Your brother, God bless you. And he was here over 20 years watching all this happen. What would he say now? Oh, never mind, take a break. You got a nice building. The landscaping's great. I love this patio out here. I love the entrance. I love to see all this, everything. There's nothing I would change here. It's amazing, other than live closer so I could attend here. Listen, but we can't stop now. We've come this far by faith, the old song says, leaning on the Lord. We can't turn back. We can't let up. The through that you just invested in and fought for and gave everything you got to get there, that through was to lead you to here so that God can do what's next. Take a break, but don't quit. Breathe in and out and go on vacation. Do what you have to do. You know, go to the ocean and breathe for a few days, but then get back to work. Because this too is only a through. It's an active process. God is still growing. It's being developed. It speaks, the word through speaks of life and being alive. It's a river. A river flows and keeps flowing. It's not a stale swamp like we have in the woods of Maine. Through indicates vibrancy, a purpose, and a purpose being reached as we march forward. It indicates vibrancy. It says, I'm going somewhere and so are you. I couldn't be part of a church that didn't have continued vision, even though this is marvelous. This is an amazing church supporting 60 missionaries, teens, youth, all the classes, all the programs, every need that a human being could have, you are meeting here. God bless you. That's amazing. But it's not the end. It's not the end. Get rid of these because there's nobody's going to lay down in this place. Through speaks of life and dreams and vision and hope and goals. Yea, though I walk through. He's saying, listen, I know this was hard, but I got other stuff. I got other stuff I'm going to do. And he's got our hand, and he's leading us through. It shows a mission, a goal, a plan, a dream, a vision. I had no idea Pastor shared this morning that next week he's going to tell you a vision God gave him. I didn't even know that. That's awesome. That's exciting. I can't wait to watch the video. Listen, it indicates some sort of a wonderful future, and it's going to be great no matter what. Listen, we don't even fear death because all that is a transition. Same way I walk from the office into here. That's all that is. Don't worry about it. He's still a healer. He's healed tougher situations than you and I have faced. But he's going to bring us through one way or another. Listen, thank God for your leadership. Thank God for your board members. Thank God for the pastors, the teachers, the leaders. Thank God for the people that open up and close up and vacuum and make sure the toilet paper is replaced and the paper towels are replaced. Our Bible college president said years ago there was a student that was washing floors in the cafeteria, and he thought maybe her duty, used to have to put in time for the school, was too hard on her. She was crying. He said, what's the matter, miss? I don't remember her name, but he said, what's the matter? She said, oh, Dr. Pierre, I am just so glad that God's using me to wash the floors that the saints are going to walk on later today, and I'm doing it to make this better for them, and I'm blessed that right there is a ministry through, through. Don't you dare get comfortable. Don't you dare let up. Don't ease up. Don't slow down. More people need our God. The world is in a tough place right now. We need unity. We need a fresh dose of love. We need appreciation for each other and the fact that God has saved us of all backgrounds, all colors, all issues, all hang-ups. Some of us came from messed up homes. Some of us came from great homes. But this is just a through. And let's not stop here. Let's bow our heads. Pastor asked me to close at the right time, and we're at that time. While every head's bowed, every eye closed, I hope this encouraged some of you. And if it did, would you just slip your hand up and say, Pastor Al, would you pray for me? Because I am in a real tough through, and I'm having a hard time. God bless you. I'm sorry. I am sorry, because I'm battling stuff too. But I know our God is going to help us. Father, you see the hands that are raised that are in a tough time. This dear sister lost her brother this week, and the families that we prayed about this morning, there are many issues, God, but you see us, and you're leading us through. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You bless these folks today. How many would slip your hand up and say, Pastor, I know it's going to be a challenge, but I'm signing on for the next phase, whatever God has. God bless you, Father. Bless those people of faith today that are willing to say, God, whatever you want to do, we're going to do it. We're going to go forward. We're going to reach more. We're going to fill this place. And we thank you and give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to say one last thing, and I'm probably going to get kicked out after the next service when Pastor comes back, but I can already see this going to three services in here again right off. Sorry, it creates more work. See, I can just say that and leave, but that's how I feel, Pastor Faith, like it's going to be amazing. So, Father, be with us as we go our separate ways now. Be with the next service, Lord. Let the anointing that's on us today flow to others. Let us bring encouragement this week to others that weren't able to make it, that are in the middle of a through, and help us to go forward, God. Let us not camp out and let go. Let us go forward and through. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Shake a few hands. Is that right?